Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Parrishan and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Parrishan, here. As always, my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm rested. You know, the best team in the country didn't have to play a midweek game this week, so we're getting our feet under us, and it's nice not to have a little stressful midweek.
Yeah, I bet. I can't say the same. I had a very stressful and, not a stressful midweek, because that was last week. We talked about that already. Very nice 2-0. Very grateful for a nice 2-0. Huge bounce back win on Saturday, man. I just couldn't have been happier to see that. Dropping 100 on the road, that's kind of insane. But to give up 97 is not great. So maybe need to work on that a little bit. Also, man, Vandy doesn't look terrible. I mean, they shot it well in the second half. So that was a lot more interesting than I wish it would have been. But yeah, just happy to be 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, if Auburn legend Aiden Holloway went in carried a little bit, was it the first half he was on fire? I mean, I know he had a decent game hallway throughout, but at one point he was just like, he couldn't miss, you know. So shout out Auburn for keeping Bama afloat.
Built by Auburn?
Yeah, he has built by Auburn.
Built by Barn.
Built by Barn, that's it.
How about, I was very impressed with Muhammad Diabate, though. You know, had 20 or 22 points in 10 boards, 12 boards, something like that. So
yeah, John Rothstein put a tweet out that when he played 20 minutes, he's averaging it was – high double figures in both in rebounds and points. I think it was either 20, 10, 17, 12. It was something like that. So been a good, I guess, is he y'all's seventh man off?
Yeah, I'd say so. He's a little reminiscent of Herb Jones, in my opinion. Just, first year, really all you're known for is defense. Year two, kind of progress a little bit, start scoring a little bit. And then year three and four is when Herb, obviously won player of the year and, led Alabama to an SEC championship. And so, it's just a little reminiscent of that. But enough of the Tide. I know you're probably definitely tired of talking about the Tide. Anything stick out from you this past weekend?
There's a few things. First, I guess, let's talk about the Barn a little bit. So I said it was a stress-free week because we didn't play this week. Saturday was a stressful game, especially the last 20 seconds or 35 seconds-ish. We were up 9, Jacob, with 46 seconds left to go in the game. And they missed a game-winning 3 and then also missed a little tapper, which, the rule says under point 3, you're supposed to only be able to tap. You're not supposed to catch. Ace Anul fully caught that ball and then put it up before the point 3 goes out, which if you go off the clock, not the rule, it would have counted. And that would have made me very, very sad. But I guess what do people always say? Good teams find a way to win.
Yeah.
So you want to know this week, that's the best thing that happened. Other thing, how about Mississippi State and Ole Miss? What a game.
I mean, you and I, We picked different on that one, but I think we both mentioned that we were 6 points away from being undefeated. So I think, it shows you that it could have went either way. I think it showed you how Ole Miss looked, but then last night also kind of, leading pretty much the entire game and you lose in the last 20 seconds. If you make that free throw, the best they can do is tie it right there and you have a shot in overtime. But, I think right now, it looks like anybody could win it. I definitely think Auburn and Alabama are the two best teams right now. But still, I think, not to spoil our power rankings, but I think looking at the top five, I think you can see any of those coming out of it. If one of those teams gets hot, I think you could see any of those five coming out and getting maybe winning an SEC championship.
Yeah, well, going from the top to the bottom, I've dogged Coach Cal in Arkansas the past, I guess, 2 or 3 episodes, and I guess I really can't dog him as much anymore. We were right when we said Coach Cal would not start 0-6, started 1-5 with a good win versus Georgia last night. They were up, they were down for 15 with 30 seconds left to go in the first half, made a 3 to go, cut it to 12 at halftime, and then slowly chipped away until they went into, did they go into overtime?
No.
Until they won, and they let right there with, help me pronounce his last name, Jacob.
Tiro.
Hero, the transfer Kentucky made the game-winning shot, which he put his shoulder through one of the kids for Georgia before he made that. I'm fine with no call there kind of thing, but he was definitely aggressive going through the lane.
Yeah, you know, one thing I'm happy about, and I don't know if you can agree with this, but I'm happy Blue Kane fouled out. Not a big Blue Kane fan, just saying. But, you know, that game, it was so – like at the end, it was just so many whistles. Mm-hmm. It was just so many whistles. And looking at it, is Boogie Flan the problem?
I don't know if I'd go that far. But, I mean, Arkansas found a way without – I mean, we didn't even mention that because some of the time the last episode came out now, the Ronson reported that Flan was out for the year, which you texted me halfway through the game saying, if you'd have known that, you would have changed your pick. Well, that's a good thing you didn't know that because we were able to get it right anyways.
I mean, we're just smart. We're smart, and we know ball.
You could say that. I mean, last week, Jacob went – let's see, that's not – this is – Jacob went 10-4, and I went 11-3 overall, which gave me a one lead this week, which now puts my overall season totals at 35-11 to Jacob's 31-15. So, starting to build me a little lead. Hopefully, I can keep it.
Yeah, you know, night in and night out, it just gets tough to pick, you know, like – you know, I was – if Asa Newell would have just maybe added a couple more curls in the weight room the week, you know, the night before or something, you maybe tie the game or, you know, going looking at Ole Miss and State, you know, that just – you just never know. So, night in, night out, just tough. But, you know, there's always opportunity. So, you never know.
All right, I guess we can go ahead and jump into the power rankings. You want to kick us off?
Yeah, let's do it. At 16, South Carolina, kind of self-explanatory, 0-6. You know, did have a chance to almost beat Florida last night. Just a complete breakdown in the last, I don't know how long, but especially in the last minute, just absolutely broke down. At 15, we have LSU. I think they're 1-5. They're first or 1-4. They didn't have a midweek this past week, but they went and lost at A&M. So, you know, got them at 15. Oklahoma with their first conference win coming where were they at? They were at home, South Carolina,
yeah.
So, you know, got them at 14. I feel like if those two played, probably would lean Oklahoma. And then at 13, you know, you got Coach Cal in Arkansas at 1-5. So just, you know, a lot of like those win-win teams at 13. Mm-hmm. I thought Arkansas, you know, had a little momentum to end the game last night and had a really good win against Georgia.
Yeah. Speaking of Georgia, we have them 12, you know, going 0-2 this week and probably at least should be 1-1. And you had a chance, like Jacob said, if Ace Newell, you know, hit the weight room a little bit more to be 2-0. And they would definitely be on the different side of our rankings if they went 2-0 this past week, because then they'd have, you know, wins versus Auburn, Kentucky. Let's try and think. Auburn, Kentucky, Arkansas, and I forgot who Georgia's other win would be if they had went 2-0, but they didn't. They went 0-2. And then at 11, we got Texas, who kind of feels a little low considering that they just beat a ranked Missouri team at home, but they're still 2-4 in conference play, so we got to keep them right there at 11. Tennessee State, which this is probably the shocker to me so far. I mean, I still think Mississippi State's a really good ball team. You know, they've struggled a little bit on the road scoring when they played at Auburn and at Tennessee, and then you lose at home versus Kentucky. Like, nobody really bats an eye, so to speak, but they've just been a little unfortunate, and, you know, with their three losses, got to put them all the way down here. And then 9, we have Vanderbilt, who got a nice win versus Tennessee this in the Saturday game, so that they're able to stay right there at the middle of the pack for us.
Yeah, I'm an 8. Got Missouri. What they are 4-2. Had a big win on the road at Florida. You know, they just come off a loss at Texas, which is, I don't want to say it's going to hurt the resume, but, you know, it's possible later on that. But with the way the SEC shakes out, you never know what might end up being a quad 1 or quad 2 win. Missouri at 8 at 4-2. At 7, we have Florida. I read the wrong line. No, I didn't. We have Florida at 7. I was reading last week, but still the same. Florida coming off a very big comeback win last night at South Carolina. And then also beating Texas on Saturday, so going 2-0. I think last night, though, kind of shows that they were a little human. So, going to keep them at 7. At 6, got Ole Miss going 0-2, especially a heartbreaker last night at home. They're 4 points away from being 6-0.
I think so. Yeah.
Lost at State and then lost last night by 1, lost at State by 3. So, you know, 4 points from being 6-0. I still think Ole Miss is really good. You got to be really good to beat Alabama at home. So,
is that so?
Got Ole Miss at 6. At 5, got Kentucky. 0-1, didn't have a midweek game, lost at home to Alabama, who we have definitely in the top 4. And then, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right. 4, we have Tennessee. Bad loss to Vanderbilt. we, you know, Vanderbilt's decent this year, but with the amount of fans they had in that arena, Tennessee definitely made some crowd noise. Should have won that game. But they did be able to take care of business versus Mississippi State and kind of dominated that one. So maybe it's a little bit of a home versus away thing for Tennessee this year. 3 is A&M going 2-0, especially the win last night, a top 20 win versus Ole Miss. So, and they were able to do it with Wade Taylor back. I don't know if we ever said that, but Wade Taylor's was able to play Saturday versus LSU and last night. So that's good for Texas A&M. 2, we got Alabama jumping up from, I believe, 5 last week, because they did go 2-0 with a very impressive win at Kentucky. They are now the second SEC team to score 100 points at Kentucky. So is that a testament to Kentucky's defense? Maybe a little bit kind of thing, but no matter where you do, if you score 100 points in the road, don't matter who you're playing, you could be playing Bell State Community College. That's pretty good right there. And at 1, we got Auburn, only undefeated team in conference play right now. They're 5-0 because they didn't have the midweek game and got a real test Saturday. So we'll see if they'll be able to stay up at number 1, or will number 2 try and knock them off. All right, we'll go ahead and jump into Saturday's games. Saturday, January 29th, the first game is number 14, Mississippi State, who is 15-4, 3-3 in conference play, at South Carolina. South Carolina is 10-9, 0-6 in conference play. Game is at 12 p.m. Central Time Zone, God's Time Zone, and it is on SEC Network. Jacob, what you going with?
I'm going to go with Mississippi State to win on the road. You know, they have played each other already, and State kind of had their way. Now, State hasn't played well on the road.
Mm-mm.
You know, is South Carolina still a little bit heartbroken after last night? Only one way to see. You know, I really do think they have a chance to win this one, but I'm just going to trust the veteranship of, you know, Josh Hubbard and Cam Matthews and Chris Jans to go on the road and get it done.
Yeah, I'm going to take State with you right there. Like you said, played absolutely atrocious at offensively versus Tennessee on Wednesday night. And, you know, they played at Auburn on the road, not going to really hold somebody against them. They did okay, but not great. But South Carolina is definitely not Tennessee, and they're definitely not Auburn. So we'll see. But, I mean, Auburn and Florida have now gone up to Columbia Life and struggled. So it's possible that they get the win here. But I'm gonna rock with you. I'm going to trust Chris Jans and Mississippi State to right the ship a little bit.
Yeah, they won by 35 last time they played them.
Yeah, so, well, you know, how much do you think a home quarter advantage is? 7 or 8 points, or 5 or 6 points maybe?
I'd probably say it's going to be Mississippi State minus
16. You think it's 5? You think it's 5?
Yeah, I'm going to say that. I'd probably say it's like 5 or 6.5. I don't think it's double digits. I think that would be too big of a spread.
Maybe so.
Who knows?
All right.
We'll work for Vegas.
Next, we got number 9, Kentucky, 14-4, 3-2 in conference play, at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is 15-4, 3-3 in conference play. 1:30 p.m. game on ESPN. You know, I'm going to take Kentucky, the last top 10 team to go into Vanderbilt, lost last Saturday. I don't know if Vanderbilt's good enough to do it twice in a row at home. So let's give me Kentucky to win on the road.
I'm going
to
go with Vanderbilt.
Uh-oh.
And at home. To show, you know, last night, Tuesday night, I thought they played well enough in the second half. At Alabama, they definitely didn't start well. But, you know, I'm down by 4. You know, I think this is one of those that's a toss-up, in my opinion, honestly. So is that place is, you know, like I said last time, it was haunted. So, I think Big Blue is going to pack the place. They always do. I don't know. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if Kentucky goes in there and blows them out. How is Mark Pope going to respond after a loss? Really, only one way to find out. So, but I'm going to go Vanderbilt and, you know, see if they can get one at home. All right, next game is number 13, Texas A&M, who is 15-4, 4-2 in conference play, at Texas, who's 13-6, 2-4 in conference play. So 1:30 p.m. tip on ESPN2. What you got?
I'm going to take Texas A&M. Like Mississippi State and South Carolina, they have played earlier this year, and they played at the Reed Arena. Is that, yeah, Reed Arena kind of thing. Wade Taylor's back and healthy, man. And I know we picked Texas to beat Missouri at home, but I don't think they're going to be able to win 2 in a row at home. I'm going to take A&M and Wade Taylor and Buzz Williams out there at half court playing defense to go into Moody Arena and win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with A&M as well on the road. I just don't. You know, I think defense, like I've said before, defense travels. I think Texas A&M has some of the best defense, if not the best defense in the conference. So I think they go in and handle it in Texas. What's that rivalry called? Or do they have a name for it?
Yeah, they got a name for it, but it's, you know, it just hasn't been relevant because they haven't played.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, a quick Google search will tell me, but let's see. Versus Texas A&M.
you know, it's, you know, obviously there's Iron Bowl, Red River rivalry. That one always tongue twists me.
They just call it the Long Star Showdown.
Okay, I got you. Well, that's stupid. All right, next is Georgia, who's 14-5, 2-4 in conference play. At number five, Florida, who's 17-2, 4-2 conference play. 2:30 p.m. tip on SEC Network. Mike White headed back home. I'm gonna go with Florida to win at home. You know, I think last time they played it, I think the last time they played at Georgia, I mean, at Florida, Georgia went, they sent them to overtime, did they not? I think last year they sent them to overtime at.
That sounds right.
I want to say, because at first, I don't think the game was really that close in the first half. And then they ended up keeping it a lot closer than I really thought it should have been. Yeah, it was 102.
Yes, 102-98. Yep. They played three times last year. Like I said, they played both at Stegman, and they played at, what do they call Florida's down there, the big Coliseum looking thing, and then they played in the SEC tournament as well.
Yeah, I mean, all the games were within 5 points. So, you know, they typically keep it close, but I'm going to go Florida at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Florida at home as well. I ain't got much to say about it kind of thing. I like Mike White. I just don't, you know, I'm sure they're going to give him another warm welcome when they come down there in the Gainesville. So give me Florida. All right. Next, we got a ranked on ranked matchup. Number 16, Ole Miss, 15-4, 4-2 in conference play at number 22, Missouri. Missouri is 15-4, 4-2 in conference play. It's a 5 p.m. SEC Network game. Who you take in this ranked matchup, Jacob?
I guess I'll go Ole Miss on the road. Another tough one to choose. You know, maybe I'm just not giving Missouri enough credit. You know, they've played Texas. They went on the road and won at Florida. But I think it's going to be, I don't think Ole Miss loses three in a row. So I'm going to go Ole Miss to win on the road.
See, I'm going to take Missouri at home. I am going to take Missouri at home. I just ain't got no rhyme or reason. The grill kid from Missouri has been absolutely splashing. He's been stroking that thing from downtown. So we'll see. we'll see how Saturday goes. But I'm going to take Dennis Gates, early coach of the year candidate for the SEC, to get a big home win. All right. Next, the game of the week, no doubt. Number six, Tennessee, 17-2, 4-2 in conference play. At number one, Auburn. Auburn is 17-1, 5-0 in conference play. It is the 7:30 p.m. ESPN game. College game day will be back in their first appearance of the year, like on the road. It's the fifth straight year that they've came to Auburn. Does that make us a blue blood? I don't know. But I do know that I will be in attendance for this game, and I'm going to take Auburn to win at home.
Yeah, I think Auburn gets it done at home. Definitely, you know, it definitely sucks that they had to put that stupid game on when the Tide plays, but, you know, we all that. So no, I do think Auburn wins at home. I think the place is, hard to win at. Now, who came in there last year and won it? Florida?
Kentucky did. Auburn's actually 0-2 in their last college game day games, because Brandon Miller, that was game day when he was there. Yeah. And he ended out in Flanagan right in front of my face. And then they lost last year to Kentucky when Jalen Williams, they thought he, like, that man had almost died on the court because they got the stretcher out and everything, or they had to cart him out because of his leg and all that. And after that, you could tell it was over at that point. So Auburn's trying to ride a ship with game day. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think they'll get it done. It's going to be tough, though. Is Janai going to be back?
Nobody's officially said on it. The hope is that he plays, but, you know, we're recording this Thursday night. No injury report till tomorrow. We'll just have to see.
You know, I think the thing about it is that atmosphere makes it hard for anybody to come in there and succeed. I think there's anybody that could do it, I would say it'd probably be Tennessee. Now, with how they played at Florida, you know, if that team shows up, then y'all might win by 60. But, you know, with how Auburn can shoot the ball and, you know, go crazy with, you know, all the rednecks go crazy, I think I'm going to take Auburn to win at home. All right. Next game is LSU, who's 12-6, 1-4 in conference play. At number four, Alabama, who's 16-3, 5-1 in conference play. It's a 7:30 p.m. tip on SEC Network. What you got?
The Tide. I got the Tide at home. I ain't got too many points behind this thing. You know, there was a time when this was a bitter rivalry when Alabama would used to come up there used to come up there to Alabama and Coleman and all that kind of stuff. Little Nate Oates, Will Wade rivalry. But I just don't think LSU's got him in there. Maybe Cam Carter can keep him in the game for a little bit, but I think Bama will wear him down.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bama to win at home as well. Debuting a new jersey tomorrow night or Saturday night. So a little throwback. It'll be fun. You know, Pete Maravich will not be on the team for LSU, so that helps. But no, I think, you know, the last time I thought about, or I don't even, I, you know, I don't remember last year that well, but the last time I think about LSU coming to Tuscaloosa is when it beat them by 40 that night, that, or the year of Brandon Miller. So the games haven't necessarily haven't been particularly close in the past couple of years or about past four meetings. So I'm going to go with Alabama at home. And then the final game on Saturday is Oklahoma, who's 14-4, 1-4 in conference play, at Arkansas, who is number, who is 12-7, 1-5 in conference play. It's a 7:30 p.m. tip on ESPN2. This one's a tough one to pick. That's the battle of the bad. you know, Arkansas obviously 1-0 in their last one. Oklahoma in a midweek. I still don't know. I don't know what travels, man. I'm gonna take the Hogs at home.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm gonna take Arkansas to go to win 2 in a row, 2-0 in two games. You know, I think almost this might be a must win for Oklahoma if they're trying to keep the tournament chances alive. You gotta win this one. And you know, the same thing can be said for Arkansas. Arkansas still can make a little bit of a run and get into the tournament right now, depending on how, and they had a decent non-con kind of thing. But they're gonna be calling the Hogs up there in Fayetteville, so I'm going to take Arkansas. I'm right there with you.
Sometimes I think all it takes is one, you know, maybe for that fan base, also for the players too. I think that, you know, I think if they see that, like, hey, we finally got that zero out of that W column, and we've got something there. So, you never know.
All right, first game Tuesday on January 28th is number 9 Kentucky. Well, we say number 9. They might not be number 9 because of the way the AP poll comes out on Monday. But number 9 Kentucky at number 6 Tennessee, 6 p.m. ESPN game. What you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go Tennessee at home. I think that place is extremely hard to win at. I think Tennessee is going to be coming off of a loss. So I'm going to go Tennessee to bounce back at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee with you right there. I'm you know, it'll be Mark Pope's first time going to the food center or whatever they call it up there. And, you know, Tennessee so far, like we said earlier, they have been different teams on the road versus been at home. So, plus, I mean, there's going to be so much hype. Well, there's a lot of hype going into Florida, Tennessee, too. But there's going to be so much, like, build up for this game. I just feel like everybody's going to come out juiced and we're going to get a good one. All right, and then the other 6 p.m. game on Tuesday night is South Carolina at Georgia. Not as good of a game as the Kentucky-Tennessee, but it could be a good game because they're both as bad. You could make that argument. 6 p.m. SEC Network game, take the home team and take Georgia to snap a little losing streak that I think I have them on, and they are going to beat South Carolina, who will fall to 0-8, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to go Georgia, so that means South Carolina is going to win. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the home team, like you said. I just don't really know. But one thing I am thankful about is that we're not playing 5, 7, and 9.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Yes,
that was the dumbest thing that I've ever seen on a weeknight.
I had school the next morning. Like, come on, it's 11:30 at night. I need the game to get over with.
That game didn't end until 11:30 Central Time. That's insane. So, yeah, I'm going to go Georgia to get the win at home. All right, and the final game on Tuesday night is another rematch. Oklahoma at number 13, Texas A&M, who, like Wells said, may not be number 13 because of the AP poll. 8 p.m. tip on SEC Network. What you got?
I'm going to take A&M at home. I mean, I don't really got much to say about this one other than, like we said, you said earlier, Buzz Williams, good coach. Red Arena could be a little hard to win in. So we're going to take A&M to beat Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm going to go A&M at home. I don't really know what else, but you know, it's hard to say it with such confidence at this time, you know, because it feels like anybody can win anywhere. So, but going to go A&M at home. All right, and on the first game on Wednesday night is the only 6 p.m. game on Wednesday. Number 1 Auburn at LSU, 6 p.m. tip on SEC Network. Wells, tell the people who you got.
Take Auburn. Well, you know, I think we've been saying this, what, 3 or 4 episodes now, that I'm going to take Auburn until they lose. And we expect Jani Broome to be back. If he doesn't play Saturday, he should play this one. Maybe you don't even play him in this one because you think Auburn's can do it without it. Our LSU's one win. It was at home to Arkansas. So they have won in the PMAC and conference play this year. But I'm going to take my Tigers to beat LSU Tigers, so Auburn.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Auburn as well at home. I mean, on the road. I don't really think it, you know, they had a gritty win at Georgia. You know, that places might be crazy on a weeknight with the students there. you know, might have a shot with that, but I'm going to go with Auburn on the road.
Well, you know, Auburn has played on the road. The last two on the road games have been Georgia and South Carolina, and they've been, you know, decided in the final 5 seconds. So they haven't really proved themselves in conference play on the road quite yet. Hopefully we can change that, because we've kind of lucked out a little bit with who we've been playing on the road right for now.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got the first 8 p.m. on Wednesday night. It's number 4, Alabama, at number 14, Mississippi State, 8 p.m. on SEC Network game. Tyler Smith will not be walking through that door, but who are you taking with Jacob?
Man, I think it's a tough one just because State's at home. But Alabama has shown that they can go on the road and get a big win. So I'm going to go Alabama to do it. Hopefully, hoping that I can be in attendance. You know, makes a little drive on 82. You know, I don't know yet, but we'll have to check with the personal accountant and see if we can fit it into our expenses. But going to go with the Tide on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Tide on the road, too. The battle, what did the NCAA 25 call it? The battle of Highway 82?
Yeah,
nobody has ever said that in the history of Alabama versus Mississippi State. I don't know where they got that one kind of thing. And me and Jacob would be experts on the battle of Highway 82, considering our house is like – Jacob's even less than half a mile from 82, and mine's about a mile from 82. So we're pretty good experts with that one right here. And nobody has ever called it the Battle of Highway 82. But I don't even know if I said that before I started my little rant. But I'm gonna take Alabama to win at the hump.
Yeah.
All right. And then the final game of this episode this week is Texas at number 16, Ole Miss. It's an 8 p.m. game on ESPN2. I'm gonna take Ole Miss. I have them going on. If what I say is true from Saturday, they'll have lost to Missouri. They'll be on a little 3-game losing skid, and they'll right the ship at home in the pavilion. So give me Ole Miss right here.
We'll go with Hook'em.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm going to take Ole Miss to win at home. I don't have enough faith in Texas to do that. So I'm going to go Ole Miss to win. I would have them going 2-0 in that week, but, you know, regardless, I think they'll win this one on Wednesday.
Yeah, and then Arkansas, Florida, Missouri, and Vanderbilt are the midweek byes this week, so you'll only get to see 12 teams instead of 16 this week.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's really going to miss seeing those people play, I don't think. So,
I mean, you know, Dandy Vandy, some people might miss that. I mean, all the Arkansas fans might be happy that they're not playing this week.
Yeah, you can't lose. Can't lose if you don't play.
That's a fair point. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how this week goes. I mean, Tennessee's got a chance. They got a tough week in this episode. I really didn't even think about it, too. If we started to go over, but they got all at Auburn and then Kentucky at home. Yeah. There's a good chance Tennessee comes out this week 0-2.
Yeah, I really think there's also a really good chance that they could come out 2-0 as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's fair.
You never know. So, you know, Kentucky's got a rough week, too.
At Vanderbilt and then versus Tennessee. All right, Tennessee.
Two tough road games. So, nothing's ever easy, though. Nothing's ever easy. So I genuinely expect LSU to come out firing, and you know, and I expect you know, you probably expect Tennessee to come out firing, because that's just what happens for the places we love. They always find a way to hurt us.
Yes, that's the truth. You can, you know, Jacob, not so much in football, you know, but and really not so much, you know, we've been on about the same plane in basketball the past few years, but we've definitely been hurt a little bit in baseball, a lot,
a whole lot.
But that way nobody can ever call us not loyal and fake fans, because we sit through the miseries of all our team.
Yeah, we're not casuals at all. So
our takes might be, but yeah, we're not.
Yeah, no, we're not. That's for sure. So, all right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up episode 5 of season 6 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.